This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, this is not necessarily off politics. It's kind of on politics. This is Congressman Tim Burkett, who is, I think he's down in Tennessee. And he says that he traditionally, he didn't do it last year, but he traditionally has a 15-minute Christmas party, right? Just 15 minutes for the staff. That's all you need. Now, listen to his reasoning here. I think he's onto something.
If you go to a dadgum Christmas party, and what happens? You get cornered by somebody who's half lit, and they got wine breath, and they're cornering you in the corner over there, and for 15 minutes, and that's about all you can take. So I'm thinking 15 minutes is all you need for a dadgum Christmas party. You can say your piece and go on about it.
I think that is brilliant. As someone who has not had any alcohol since 1990, I can absolutely confirm that that's what happens at Christmas parties, especially to those of us who don't drink. You get kind of spat upon when people are, you know, a few in. So I support the 15-minute Christmas party. Charles Lipson is back with us this afternoon, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. You can find his work at charleslipson.com, amongst other locations. What do you think, Charles, about the 15-minute Christmas party? I like that idea.
Under the mistletoe.
You don't want to do anything with me under the mistletoe. I promise you,
you
that.
Know, I grew up 4 or 5 hours south of St. Louis in the Mississippi Delta, about 80 miles south of Memphis. And my family ran a little clothing store. And the happiest moment of the busiest moments of the year were the Christmas selling season. The second busiest was the day after Christmas when people brought in things to exchange.
Right.
But when the store finally closed on Christmas Eve, all the salespeople and the seamstresses and whatever would all gather in the back, and my dad had a little Christmas tree, and then he would give out presents to everyone, but then all of the other people had the Secret Santa thing where you exchange. And it was just one of my happiest memories of growing up.
That's awesome. That's very cool. I have fine Christmas memories as well. And, you know, you would find this interesting because I know that you and I started communicating when I was still on KMOX, and I know that you're familiar with the legend of that station. You know, we just celebrated, actually it'll be December 24th, 100 years for that radio station. 100 year anniversary.
Wow.
They did a big celebration a few weeks ago.
I listened to it growing up.
Right.
It was Harry Carey.
That's right.
The Cardinals.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people, Billy Bob Thornton down in Arkansas, grew up listening to the Cardinals. That's how he became a fan. I know that, you know, that signal boomed throughout a good portion of the country. All right, let's talk a little politics here, Charles Lipson. Jasmine Crockett is going to be turning the state of Texas blue.
They tell us that Texas is red.
They lie.
They are lying. We're not. Reality is that most Texans don't get out to vote.
Now, she went to high school here, grew up here in St. Louis. She went to a fancy private school, MICDS.
Yeah.
I don't think she's dumb, all right? She's kind of manufactured herself into this new brand of AOC, whatever you want to call it. I have mixed feelings about this because she is not going to be the next United States Senator from Texas. Okay, I can say that with pretty much assurance. But I think we give her all this attention, and Charles, I think that's what she wants. It's exactly what she wants, is the attention.
Well, that's true, but she's a gift to the Republicans. The Republicans are facing a very tough primary within the Republican Party in Texas. John Cornyn, who is a sitting senator, is running again, and he's running against Ken Paxton. And Paxton has a number of skeletons in his closet, but he's running as a more populist candidate, whereas the sitting senator, Cornyn, is more traditional conservative. So there will be a brutal primary there. I was surprised that that Colin Allred dropped out of the Democratic primary. He had won in a mixed district. He's a former NFL player, African-American, won in a district with that wasn't a sort of heavy blue wave type district, and he would have been a strong candidate in a general election, I think. And it tells you something about the Democratic Party, I think, that candidates like that are afraid that they just can't get through the primary.
Well, let me play a little audio there from, this is Colin Allred on why he dropped out.
Going through a bruising primary, and in Texas we have a runoff, and we would certainly have a runoff in this case, was not in the best interest of the state or the party. I'm friends with Jasmine. I've known her for some time. And I think it's important that we go into November with a unified party.
I don't know if there's something more to that, or if he just was urged by the party faithful to say, look, she's going to get a little bit more attention, maybe has a better shot at drawing attention to some of these issues. I have no idea. But that is kind of fascinating that he got out of that as well.
I'd like to know the backstory on that. There are no party leaders on the Democratic side. There are party funders there. I mean, he may have found that he just couldn't gather the necessary funds, but it seems to me that they're just pouring money down a sinkhole if they're trying to get her elected next November. This is not to say that I think it'll be an easy run for the Republicans across the country. The midterms are always tough for the party in power, and because it's easier to mobilize the opposition, the people who are against everything, and it's a funny economy. It's the economy, stupid, and as James Carville once said, but it's a funny economy because you're seeing growth rates that are very strong, almost 4%. You saw $1 trillion spent on Black Friday for the first time ever. So you're seeing all those positive things, and yet people are all feeling this affordability crunch and all the things that everybody hears about
and
every
day. It's real, and I know that President Trump is addressing that in Pennsylvania today. It'll be very interesting to see what kind of coverage and how the messaging is communicated. By the way, on the midterms, I heard this this morning, and I knew this, but it was something that I was reminded of the fact, and I think it's the last 6 years. There's only two elections in the last 6 years that have gone the other way for the party in power, and that's the midterms under Bill Clinton in 1998, and let's face it, he was more conservative than any Democrat probably since. And then in 2002 under George W. Bush, the Republicans gained 8 seats. But for the most part, and that was, in the aftermath of 9/11. And right. I think that had something to do with it. But yeah, to your point, for the most part, things don't go well for the opposite party. That's just the way it tends to be historically.
Yeah, I mean, it's also interesting. You've got, in effect, a lame duck president. Now, how lame that duck is an interesting question. I thought the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene dropped out because she probably thought it would be very difficult to get through a primary if Trump was opposed to her, and he was increasingly strong, and she's been very vocal against him in recent interviews and so forth. So that indicates some strength. On the other hand, you're seeing people come up with things that look like they're a little different from what Trump is asking on the Republican side. So it'll be interesting over the next year or so to see how much weight Trump carries. That brings us to what you were saying about Pennsylvania. He's doing two things. He's trying to drive turnout by driving, by saying we want to do as much as we can to keep both the Senate and the House. The Senate is especially important. And secondly, he wants to say, I'm still the leader of this party. I'm not fading away.
Yeah, and this is where things kind of, I think, get challenging into next year. I expressed frustration at the beginning of the segment because, and this is what we do. We start talking about the next cycle. We talk about the midterms.
Right,
we
talk
about 2028. But, you know, to your point, he kind of will be a little bit of a lame duck. I don't know what can be achieved between now and next year. Even on this healthcare stuff, there's going to be some big disagreements. But going back to the point about the economy, the Republicans have not done a good job on messaging, and I think that they realize that at this point, which is why they're going to shift gears. But even having said that, Charles, as you know, you could shift gears on the messaging, maybe market this a little bit better, but that doesn't mean that messaging is going to be picked up by most of the legacy media, because they're going to look for opportunities to talk about how he's got some polling challenges right now. And he does have some polling challenges right now with popularity. But again, that all kind of circles back, if you dig into the numbers and the data, to the economy. And it makes...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Sense.
Right. Well, I think that's right. We're in the midst of a great tectonic change in the way that our economy is working. And those are always disruptive. They were disruptive during the 1890s when big industry came in, the big steel mills and all of that. And that led basically to a long-term victories for Republicans. The Democrats were the populists at the time, and they were really out of power, with the exception of Woodrow Wilson, until the Great Depression. And then after the Great Depression, even though there were, had been occasional Republican presidents between Franklin Roosevelt and Ronald Reagan, they all kind of governed within the broad purview of the Roosevelt coalition. And what you're seeing now is that Trump is really undoing that. He is really making fundamental changes, and I think that's what's going to be on the ballot.
I got to let you go because I'm out of time, but I want to mention this because you mentioned steel. I don't know if you heard about this story. They're going to refire up one of the blast furnaces at the steel plant in Granite City, and 400 jobs will be added. How about that?
That's really amazing, and good luck to those workers and to all the people who will be opening up grocery stores and diners and all the rest that go with opening a big plant like that.
My guess is that the president will mention Granite City when he does his event this afternoon. Charles Lipson, always great to have you on. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
I always enjoy talking.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.